Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome everybody and their ears to this episode of Infotainment. Welcome to all the fun, festivities, and frivolity. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, our thoughts turn to love. I can remember the most romantic thing a woman's ever said to me, just like it was yesterday. She asked me if I had asthma. I said no. I've never been checked for it. But I was intrigued by the number of women that the SNL guy, Pete Davidson's, racked up. But hopefully you'll have good enough plans for Valentine's Day for some giggity. That night, the Saturday Night Live cast member, Pete Davidson, recently opened up about his it factor, which he described as a diamond in the trash. During a recent comedy show earlier this week, Davidson revealed his theory about why he's so popular. Well, you get with one real attractive woman that is popular, and I suppose that makes other women want to find out what he's got and going for him. That doesn't help. Or that helps. And that he's famous, on TV. Anyway, that helps. Even though he looks kind of sickly to me, but there seems to be a curiosity about me.
Ooh, kiss me, you fool. Oh, baby, you are the best.
Is what my friends tell me. I've heard he's had kind of mental issues and stuff. So do I. He said during his set at the 9th annual Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit concert at New York City Center in New York City on Tuesday, January 18th. I was trying to figure out how to explain myself to someone because I was doing an interview. And like many other guys, Scott Disick, he was married to Kourtney Kardashian, I guess. He said, oh, I must have the big ding-a-ling. But Davidson compared himself to a discount DVD bin in a 7-Eleven where movies such as Tropic Thunder, Shrek Ever After, and Predator 2 live. I'm not really buying the self-deprecating humor there. Poor baby Pete. When you can get with Kate Beckinsale, Ariana Grande, and Kim Kardashian, there's got to be something else going on there. I wonder if he tried to put the charms on Scarlett Johansson, giggity giggity goo, when she was around the SNL program. Let me try a little self-deprecating humor on this topic. I'd be in the round bin that's underneath that, and what movies would be showing there. When I figure that out, I'll let you know. Davidson gave this analogy about his appeal. Well, geez, he's been with Ariana Grande. Who else? Kate Beckinsale. And now Kim Kardashian. It's like, giggity, giggity, goo. Yeah, boy, I don't know why things haven't worked out with those kids for a longer-term thing, but according to Grande, he definitely had thunder. It came from down under. Well, that says quite a bit there. Even the comedian joked that his package was a scientific wonder. The Great White Hope. Pete says he's a diamond in a trash can. The blast previously reported on Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly's Instagram Live on Calvin Klein's Instagram account last year. The BFFs stated the IG fully clothed and discussed how they were preparing for a possible Calvin Klein photo shoot. I don't eat for like 2 weeks. I got a parasite. It's still in my stomach. I have to get it removed, Davidson joked. Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly's not doing too bad for himself either. This wasn't really what I expected of the MGK, said Davidson. I thought we'd be in our undies and stuff, you know. MGK suggested they stuff it so they appeared bigger on a billboard. As the video went on, Davidson and MGK slowly stripped down to their skivvies while striking different poses and suggesting how to get the downstairs ready for its close-up. Obviously, fluff up the boys, stuff a banana in there, the comedian advised to the punk rocker. The friends exchanged some hilarious banter while showing off their junk in Calvin Klein underwear. The Staten Island native congratulated his friend, saying, "I get it now. I get it now. Good for you, you dog." Suggested they stuff socks in their underwear to help out. Pete advised, "You can't go into the photo shoot cold." And just like the Seinfeld episode, there's shrinkage when it's cold. And yes, that is true. I am a grower for sure. I'm not really a grower or a shower. It's actually the same small and erect. He joked, it's actually a scientific wonder, like I said before. So could Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly be the next spokespeople for Calvin Klein? We could have got all the dirty people to buy underwear, you know, like dirty trash, like our fans. We could have reached like the whole other fan base. People that don't wear underwear, Kim's new beau suggested. Machine Gun chimed in. Also, Calvin, if you don't want to hit us up and let us know your feedback about the shots, obviously we can work on the poses more. The two end the live stream with their pants down, popcorn flying through the air, and a big old crotch shot of Davidson's Pete with the word little crossed off. There. Oh my God. Machine Gun Kelly, I found out, you know, he was a guest on Ridiculousness. He's really got the old foot fetish. So, not for me. The way Machine Gun Kelly talked about his foot fetish as a guest on Ridiculousness, I bet Megan Fox's toes have never been happier. I'm going to switch gears on you pretty quickly, because this came up just now. I got a phone call from a 712 area code, which I don't know anybody in that area. It came up, I asked Google, the all-knowing Google, where that was located, and it gave me some areas in Iowa. Unfortunately, my Samsung model phone does not give me the indication saying a potential scam call, and the ones that do not leave a voicemail, I do question. I don't answer calls that do not leave voicemail message if I do not recognize the phone number and no name pops up. So I'm just gonna dry call this number and see if it's worth putting on the podcast. And we will just see here. That's weird. No habla español. My niece could translate that for me. I understood some of it, but... Well, no live person, so... Unfortunately, that was not good. Don't know what the first deal was when it clicked me off right away. In here, I thought I was going to get a live person saying that they were from the IRS and wanting all sorts of information. Or what's the latest scam? Oh, my friend told me that this scammer called and said he was from Publishers Clearing House and that he had won $30 million and that he needed their banking information They needed $6,000 to give them their prizes, and he knew it was a scam right away. The guy sounded very professional, and it wasn't an Indian accent or any other. And the guy says, do you believe in God? And he goes, yeah, and I'm a God-believing man myself, and there is no way I'm writing this scam. And that hopefully we'll get them a special place and in a bad place someday to invoke God's name, saying you're...
Side of the Fourth. The Dark Side of...
Hello. Oh. Wrong number, I guess. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's... Hopefully it's not worse than it sounds. I forgot to disconnect my Bluetooth from my mixing board, and that's why that call bled through. But I did get a little smart thinking about it with those phone numbers in case it was a wrong number. I had to delete those, so that's why it's kind of choppy. I think the one went to voicemail and I got rid of another number. So we shall move on. In case you're wondering what the rest of my ringtone sounds like, I should have let that play through to the finish. It's Darth Vader breathing. Breathing? breathing. Then saying the dark side of the Force is calling you. Since I'm having a kind of a Valentine's Day theme for this podcast, I do have a story, 14 getaway ideas for a weird, wonderful, non-traditional romantic vacation. Who needs a couples resort for Valentine's Day when you can make out in a converted bunker? With some Hitler memorabilia or something in there. Zip line equipped treehouse. I think I've kind of heard of that. Or a hippie houseboat. You're not like most couples on Valentine's Day, which isn't to say you don't dig a classic couples vacation activity. But we think you can do better than the old beachside massage package, wine tasting, hot air balloon venture. Does anyone actually do that outside of Santa Fe or The Bachelor? Probably some still do. In fact, you know what? For your next couple's vacation, leave the massages to us. Whilst you and your honey explore more intriguing pastures. If you must do the spa thing, why not get tenderized by oak leaves together at a Russian and Turkish bathhouse? I don't know. That might involve some holes of glory in some cases. You might want to stay away from them. feel like branching out even more? Take a pilgrimage to the best kitsch roadside hotels or sign up for a guided nudist hike. We really do live in the golden era of Airbnb experiences. Never had to do that yet. And the world is your weird, briny oyster for the slurping. About the best I've done is gone to Colorado to Estes Park in the past few years, which is good, but probably won't go back to Colorado for a while. Maybe you're looking to skip town with your new situationship for a bit, or trying to add some spice to the stew of your 5-year strong relationship this Valentine's Day. Maybe you need a cozy spot for 2 or 4. Or you and 6 long Furbies. Whatever your reason for getting out of Dodge, we found a bunch of non-traditional vacations and rentals for y'all to dip into, a sudsy, and swimmable champagne glass. Yeah, I can see the guy drinking a bunch of champagne and his girl going, "Don't you have to go to the bathroom?" And he's like, no problem. Zip line across a treehouse or make out in a converted bunker. Boy, that's got to look romantic. Bathe in a champagne glass. Now that looks, with the right person, that looks like a lot of fun. If it was kind of a jacuzzi type thing too. It's huge. How do you get up there? The picture shows a couple of naked people in there. And so I guess they go from the second floor in there. It looks kind of cool, actually. Back in the pre-internet days, love resorts were clutch for swinging, groovy couples like Bunny and Randy to link up with other happening peeps. They'd pull up to a place like Cove Haven Resorts in Pennsylvania and stay for a whole weekend of a swan boat paddling, karaoke. Is that still a thing, or is that kind of going away, hopefully? Glamour shots, hiking, live music, and the hotel's inimitable champagne glass tub. Oh, that's where it is. Okay. Being loose with your goose isn't a requirement to enjoy the iconic Kitsch Hotel, of course. Yeah, but it can't hurt to grow a handlebar mustache beforehand and wear some velvet pants. God, all these stories you can relate to a Seinfeld episode where George was dressed all in velvet. I mean, so many. There was something else too that, but I didn't mention it. That reminded me of a Seinfeld episode. Blast them off. Now, this looks cool. It looks like a hotel room that's like an alien spaceship. Futuro house will sweep architectural buffs, mid-century nostalgics, and alien sleuths right off their keisters. They were first designed in the 1970s by the Finnish architect and designer Matti Saarinen. And now there are less than 85 left on this fine blue planet, according to the host of this one in Joshua Tree. Just imagine doing shroomies in a silky boy bathrobe here with your love. Yeah, I can see quite the experience if you're on mushrooms in this thing. I don't know exactly where the Joshua Tree is. I've heard of it, but this might be interesting to check out. If I had somebody worth bringing to that. The houseboats of Sausalito, California have a long history as one of the more unique bohemian communities in the state. They were even featured in Agnes Varda's documentary on the area and continue to entice travelers with their water world romantic feel. This gloating guest cottage is the last boat of its kind on the northward leg of the dock and has beautiful views of Mount Tamaulipas. Tamaulipas? Okay. Probably hacked that up. Oh, let's see. Floating guest cottage sleeps up to $256 a night at Airbnb. That'd be interesting. Attend elf school together in Iceland. Iceland was one of the first countries to encourage vaccinated Americans to come hither, and honestly, heading to Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland. If you watch the Craig Ferguson show, you know that when he was on late night television. For a long weekend jaunt, if you live on the East Coast, isn't that crazy or comparatively expensive? There are a bunch of round-trip flights from New York City in February for about $500. Well, that's not bad. We have an entire guide of what to do in Iceland for staying at the best Airbnbs like this Reykjavik cabin sitting right under the northern lights. Oh, that looks cool. I hear there's some fabulous hot springs too, because I watched the sailing channel Sailing UMA, UMA, and their videos are now showing that coming up on Iceland, and they were talking about going to some of these hot springs. To attending the elf school. Well, that's different, which is a real thing that exists. Sign your partner and yourself up for a crash course and learn about the importance of elf folklore and influence on Icelandic culture. It felt more like a casual evening with Grandpa than just a tour, writes one diploma holder. I don't know, for Valentine's Day. Hot loving in a Cold War bunker. Now, this doesn't really strike me as a real romantic thing, but maybe it's done better than I think. Remember that Dean Martin song, This Converted Bunker, is in Roswell, New Mexico, so you might just see some little green dudes when you wind down into its 186-foot deep nethers for a romantic evening with your history buff, aspiring war criminal lover. I wonder if you get claustrophobic doing. There's also a tour of the old launch control center included. I'm looking at pictures of the inside. Romantic. I see bookshelves, pictures, and chairs with flag pillows, throw pillows. Yeah. Isn't like every woman that they need about 50 throw pillows. Cold War bunker sleeps up to $460 a night at Airbnb. Now, King of Your Castle, here we go. And we got a review of that, I believe. 2 years ago, I had a privilege of staying in this gorgeous castle in Millbrook, New York. The owner is so incredibly kind and one of the sweetest, most thoughtful women I have met. I took Yor from her son, and her adorable granddaughter kept popping out of nowhere. Loved my stay there and can't wait to return. Well, that didn't tell me much. I'm taking a look at the picture of the castle. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Wing's castle was built in the 70s by the late Peter J. Wing, who wanted to create a whimsical place for his family to call home in Millbrook, New York. Since then, it's hosted everything from retired show elephants to its own version of Stonehenge. There are so many different rooms in the castle for you to pick, but we're partial to the dungeon and the separate cottage, which are great if you're rolling with a big crew. Film a music video here. I think they're trying to give you more activities than a great Valentine's Day romantic weekend. The Invisible House, the Mirror House, the Spaceship. Call this sexy rectangle whatever you like. Sexy rectangle? I'm not seeing that by the picture, but it's still one of the raddest architectural additions to Joshua Tree in recent memory. Bring your honey or a few and film a music video beside the 100-foot-long indoor pool. Just because you can. The mirrored house sleeps up to 4,816 dollars a night at Plum Guide. Well, you better be good at your filming a music video for that kind of dough. Well, split up between six people. Let's see. A hobbit hole for your precious. Looking at that structure, I think I might not have the headroom needed for a 6-foot guy. In a hole in the ground, there lived your boo and you. There are so many hobbit-inspired Airbnbs around the world, but this one gets top marks for its commitment to the OG cottage core aesthetic with arts and crafts furnishings, rounded doors, a rounded wooden tub, and a choice position above the Columbia River, George in Orlando, Washington. Underground Maggie sleeps up to $371 a night at Airbnb. That might be interesting to try. It doesn't show the inside. At least I can't click to another picture on that. Treehouse with a zip line. That might be kind of fun. Give them the gift of zip lining, and you truly reach the peak of romance. I've watched the Treehouse Masters or whatever it's called. Man, they can design some really exotic treehouses for people. wealthy people, anyway. This Portland, Oregon treehouse is actually held up by 4 different trees and is close to the downtown area and has its own hot tub and zip line. So practice your George of the Jungle yell. Get out your Tarzan outfit for this one. Eagle's Nest Treehouse sleeps up to 6, $220 a night. That's the new night at Airbnb. Just a couple wizards in the Berkshires. Funny they don't have some sort of Hogwarts type thing. That'd be pretty popular around the, for the Harry Potter geeks. I liked Harry Potter, so I consider myself one. Is there anything more romantic than a private wooden turret in the Berkshires? You'll even overlook a babbling brook in this Lee, Massachusetts home, which is spread over 4 acres of gardens and a lily pond. Here's an idea for you crusty city slickers. Grow out your rat tail just long enough to toss out the tower for this a little 21st century Rapunzel role play. Well, why don't they have something for the city slickers, like work on a dude ranch or something? Boy, that'd be the ultimate Valentine's Day vacation. Enchanted Tiny Tower sleeps up to 252 a night at Airbnb. It looks interesting. Kind of a cone-shaped things. Here we go. A dome house overlooking a volcano. I can see a person liking that one. Can you imagine cracking your eyes to the glory of this volcano in La Fortuna, Costa Rica? My sister was there, and she did not like it. Bugs and felt too enclosed by the jungle and stuff like that. It feels like something both J-Lo and Werner Herzog would do, which obviously hits our couple's vacation sweet spot. There are 180 degrees of glass for panoramic views, as well as indoor and outdoor tubs. EcoGlam Volcano Home sleeps up to 2 at $118 a night at Airbnb. Most of these, they don't show much of just one picture per vacation spot. I suppose if you're bringing kids, Barbie's Dream House. Did you know Barbie and her Gabrani have a dream house in Scottsdale, Arizona? I suppose I butchered that word too. A dozen hot people can massage and bon voyage at this hot pink estate, which comes complete with an in-home movie theater, swimming pool, game area with arcades, a makeup room, and, of course, an aquamarine pool. Well, maybe with some of those amenities, that might be kind of interesting. Pool, movie theater, yeah. The Barbie Dream House with home theater sleeps up to 12 at $253 a night at Airbnb. And yes, there is a lot of pink around the pool. that's what I mean. Pink and blue. Stay in the Garden District of New Orleans. This Victorian apartment is in the Garden District, New Orleans, Louisiana, a historic district where the houses are tiered like wedding cakes or shotgun into long, narrow lots, explains the city's website. Sheltered by canopies of leafy green. Your home for the weekend comes complete with a glass-topped dining table, 12-foot ceilings, and a grand gold chandelier, besides an open brick fireplace, so you can all wine and dine each other in southern comfort. Brick fireplace in New Orleans? I don't know. I can see that like in Montana or Colorado, Wyoming, having that, but in the South it might not be. But we shall move on here. Camping by Joshua Tree without hurting your back. It looks like Alibaba's tent out in the freaking desert. In other words, it's where they're filming I Dream of Jeannie's Return. In the words of Rec Room editor Hillary Pollack, glamping is a stupid word but a great idea. This private campground by Joshua Tree can welcome half a dozen of your lovers, besties, and it's complete with a cooking area, shower, and comfy beds with fluffy linens. Rest assured that the tents are strong enough to hold up to the winds and the temperature, write the host, so you will be able to sleep well. Yes, please. This glamping site sleeps up to $200 a night at Airbnb. Happy romancing, you freaks. That's what you got. What you got there for some choices for romantic getaways for this Valentine's Day.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I think I'm going to let the little flubs go on this episode of Infotainment. I would like to thank everybody for joining the program. And you can email me at randyms12@gmail.com. You can also make a donation to the Infotainment Podcast at the same email address via PayPal. You can check out my Facebook page using the word Infotainment under Entertainment. And as always, I would like to say, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight and Valentine's night. So long, everybody.
Keep it real, homies.
Evacuation order acknowledged.